Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And let's get to our last social media roundup of the year with Femi OK. She is the host. Yes. Well, there is a debate about that, by the way. Is it the end of the decade or not?
I saw that on Twitter. Yeah, the people should go and see Peter's Twitter, and then you can have that debate. It confused me about when does the decade start.
Okay, let's not even get into that right now.
Well, all I know is that the songs from 1990 never air on the 80s on 8 channel on Sirius XM, Femi. So there's that.
We digress massively. Let's talk about social media. We have stuff to do.
Well, okay, let's talk about then the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, who is trending on social media, and here's why. President Trump tweeted last night about his own cameo being edited out of the 1992 Christmas movie Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. This was done, supposedly, he says, by broadcasters in Canada. Here's that scene, by the way.
Excuse me, where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
Thanks.
Okay, so that's it. But the scene's no longer there. It was apparently cut in 2014 before Trump was even president. And in the president's tweet today or last night, he said this sort of hints Justin Trudeau had something to do with this.
So this was a massive story overnight on Twitter. I'm always looking to see what's trending just before the Here and Now social buzz segment. So trending overnight, hashtag Trudeau, hashtag Home Alone 2. Over 100,000 people were tweeting about Home Alone 2 and the edits. So much so that CBC News jumped online to say when CBC acquired the broadcast rights to Home Alone 2 in 2014, several edits were made to adapt the movie for TV. So basically they were saving time because they had to put ads in. But it started a huge conversation online about the nature of CBC and if this was a political move. For instance, Skim was saying to CBC News, I'm sure if Obama was in the scene, they wouldn't edit the scene. Okay, going political straight away. And then on the other side of the aisle, we have The Cake Is a Lie, that's their Twitter handle, saying the scene with Trump was a cameo that added nothing to the plot of the film. And so it goes on and on. Let me leave the last word with President Trump, who says, the movie will never be the same, parentheses, just kidding.
I have seen that movie many, many times.
It was a 4-second
scene. And it is
scene.
Not crucial to the plot. He doesn't need to know where the lobby is in the plaza.
But thank you for playing it. Now I feel complete.
Okay. So let's talk about another movie that is getting a lot of attention, Femi, and that would be Cats, which everybody is very unhappy about. Take a listen to this. Okay, that's Jennifer Hudson singing in the new movie. What are people saying about this? Why do they hate it so much?
Well, this has been a viral sensation ever since the first trailer came out in the summer. So let me just take you back to July. Greg McLennan says that he saw the Cats trailer and he saw the comments on YouTube. I went to watch The Lion King in a cinema, so this was in the summer. This trailer came on, kids were literally screaming and crying, and people were leaving. So a viral sensation already. People were scared of the trailer, basically because it was grown adults, very well-known celebrities, stars, actors, dressed up as cats, and pretty anatomically correct for the most part. There's a whole sort of story about CGI and how it was used to change the way people look. But basically, the cats in the movie, their ears waggle, their tails waggle, all because of CGI. And people were kind of spooked out about this, and the reviews came in, and they weren't on the whole good. Ian Rannan, for instance, says the best comment on Cats the movie, and he says, they showed this movie on an airplane, I would still walk out.
Use that emergency slide.
Yeah, I should really laugh at that. I have seen the movie. Colleagues over at Wait say, I know it's been a couple of days, but we just wanted to do a wellness check on everyone who saw the Cats trailer. Anyone need to talk? Pet rescue centres are also jumping in. So people are loving the terrible reviews. So read the reviews. They're hilarious, even if you love Cats the movie. And what people are saying basically is, if you've ever seen the stage show, you know what you're in for. It is an unusual stage show, an unusual musical. Expect it to be unusual on the big screen, too.
I saw the trailer, and I was intrigued as well. I haven't seen it yet, though.
I've seen it.
Femi, finally, and just quickly, fans are remembering the Grammy-winning songwriter who helped Earth, Wind, and Fire with this hit. What are you seeing about Ali Willis today, known for this song, September, in 1978?
Lots of colleagues, lots of people from the industry saying things like Diane Warren was saying here. What a talent, what a character, what a loss. Resting musical power, Ali Willis. Amazing songwriter. Do look online. You can see some of her work there and some of the wonderful comments people are saying about her.
Femi, Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Talk to you later. This is Here and Now.